Hello, this is Shelley Baggett coming to you from beautiful Springfield, Missouri. And yes, we are on the broadcast of A Voice of One Witness, and usually it's Billy Brim, my mother. But this week she has trusted us once again to share with you, and I'm here with two beautiful people. First of all, I'd like to introduce my husband, Dr. Thomas Benjamin Baggett III, but you can call him
Tom.
Tom.
It's good to be here, hon.
Well, thank you. You're looking nice.
I'm glad your mom trusted us again.
Yes, I am too. There were lots of response. People out there love us, honey.
Well,
we sang joy bells last time.
Sing joy bells again.
And so we appreciate you listening. And today we are blessed to have your mother and my mother-in-law.
It's a treat.
She's a great woman of God, and we are going to...
And she raised me from a pup.
Think about it. And you turned out all right.
Pretty good.
So, but this week we're going to emphasize a scripture. We're going to have a text.
Yes.
A text from the precious Word of God. It's found in Psalm 145, and it's verse number 4. It says this, "One generation shall praise thy works to another, and shall declare thy mighty acts." And yes, we have a generation here, Miss Ruth Baggett, and she is going to be declaring the works of God. And I wish you could see her. She's just so beautiful. Her gorgeous white hair, her beautiful skin, her beautiful twinkling blue eyes. Can you say hello?
Hello.
Don't you love her voice? Isn't that precious? How long have you been in the ministry, Mom?
Well, I've been in this way 61 years.
61 years.
Yes.
So one generation is declaring. Have you seen the mighty acts of God?
Yes, I have.
Well, tell us.
Wonderful, wonderful works of God.
Where did you tell us about the beginning of your Christian journey? And
my journey started in this way about 6 years old, when my father moved us to a small community called LeBlanc, Louisiana. And one day there was a knock at the door, a beautiful lady and her daughter, and they had come to invite us to the little church about a block away called the LeBlanc Pentecostal Church. Being strangers to the Pentecostal way, I was wondering what my mother would say, and I was anxious for her to give the answer when they asked could we attend the Sunday school down the street. And she said yes, that we could. I was very happy. And there's where I first got acquainted with this great church. And I was so hungry to be in the services of the Lord that at 6 years old, I would go by myself to the church. Some nights were dark, dark nights, and yet I couldn't stay away from that little church.
Glory. Did they have singing?
Yes, they did. They sang. And the strange part about it all was that before I moved there, the children were playing, and I stayed behind and sat on the doorstep and heard some beautiful singing in the distance. And I sat there and I listened to that singing. And when my father moved us to this place, these people sang on the same fashion that I heard in the distance. And I often wondered, how did Dad find such a small place as this? But it was not my dad that found it. It was in the divine providence of God that I lived there to get acquainted with this great way.
How wonderful. You know, I've heard Mom talk about her roots were old-time Pentecost.
Yes.
And there are some marvelous people out there who love God.
Yes.
But they don't know about old-time Pentecost.
No, they don't.
They don't know about the songs. They don't know about the prayer or the power that you saw.
That's right. And when I would attend this little church, even though I was there alone, 6 years old at night, and we didn't worry about people trying to catch us or anything, but it was the wild animals I thought might come out of the woods, and I was frightened, you know, to go, but I couldn't stay away from that little church. There was an elderly lady, and she would testify and walk across that pulpit saying hallelujah, praise God, and it felt like the very windows was rattling.
Glory.
And I would sometimes pull my feet up on the seat because I was frightened. But there was something about those people that I could not stay away from them. I continued to go. And to show how God works things out in people's lives, I ended up marrying the preacher's son.
Amazing.
Yes, and I was so thrilled. When I look back on my life, there's where I found God.
Yes.
There's where I found my wonderful husband.
Yes.
And there's where I brought my children back to that very spot.
Yes.
And then later my husband became pastor of that church.
That's amazing. Now, your husband's father pioneered.
Yes, he did.
Pentecost.
Yes, he did. He brought in many churches in his life, and that was that little church was the cradle of Pentecost in that area.
Wow.
And I'm so privileged and so happy when I look back on my life and see there is where Tom went to church and where he grew up, and his brother, knowing this great way. And my sister-in-law that knocked on the door that day, I love her dearly, and we communicate real often, and we talk about me being in her class when I was just a little girl. She's still living, and still a beautiful lady, just a wonderful lady.
Isn't that marvelous? Over 60 some odd years
ago. Yeah, it's been 61 years since I've known the truth.
Now, when was that church established?
It was established in 1914. Mm-hmm. And your grandfather planted the church there, and later we came back in 1970 and built a new church there on those grounds.
Mm-hmm. Now, tell a little bit about your grandfather. What would he do? How did he do? He just sold.
Well, he was an old Methodist preacher. He was a fiery Methodist before becoming a Pentecostal, and it was during the time of the Azusa Street Revival.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a brush arbor set up near LeBlanc in that area. Some of those men from Azusa Street, they were their actual home. They were from Louisiana. And so they would send that message back to Louisiana. And so Louisiana got in early on this Azusa Street revival. And so he went up to visit to see about what was going on with this speaking in other tongues, something he said he didn't believe people could even do. And he got there and he told him, he said, "Now, if you're here to tell me that I don't have anything, or I don't have a relationship with God, well, I'm going to get back on my horse and I'm going to head south." And they said, "Oh, no, we're just going to tell you there's more for you." And he said, "Well, I want more. I want all God's got for me." And it wasn't long. The Lord had filled him with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in other tongues. And he sold all of his cattle and his land, and he went into the ministry of building churches. And he and his brothers built brush arbors, and they bought wagons and had tents, and families would travel with them around the country building churches and bringing in this gospel, seeing people filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And then they would bring a pastor in behind him that would serve as pastor. And then he would move on to another place and start another church. And that's how they built
those
fields.
What a pioneer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he's the original Thomas Benjamin Bagot.
Mm-hmm.
And then his son is Mama Ruth's husband.
No, okay.
Your dad.
You almost got me confused.
No, your dad.
Too many Thomas Benjamins. Yeah. Thomas Benjamin Bagot, Sr., Jr., and I am the third.
Yes. And it was his son you married and in ministry. And that's what I want to talk about. This psalm that we just read at the beginning of the broadcast, verse 4 of Psalm 145, one generation shall declare thy mighty works to the next.
Yes.
We're doing this word of God.
Yes.
And you've seen some things, haven't you, Mom?
Yes, I have. And I have asked the Lord to manifest himself in the way he did in the beginning, that my children would know about real old time Pentecost.
Yes. So you have two sons, and how many grandchildren do you have?
Four grandchildren. Yes.
Well, I want to say, you know, growing up with my grandfather in the ministry, and those years when, up until the time I was 12 years old, he passed away when I was 12, I saw great things in his ministry, and then my mom and dad became the pastors of that church. As he passed off the scene, they came on the scene, and my dad just grew tremendously in the early years of his ministry, and his faith built. And you know, I watched those two ministries, and it built faith in my own life. And miracles are something that God's always used to cause the world to realize the power of God.
Mm-hmm.
So it became very important later in my life that I have the faith that I saw ministered in their ministry, what I saw brought out in their ministry, and the great miracles, because there came a time in my life when I needed one, and we'll share that another time.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Well, the power of the testimony. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And so this week's broadcast is going to be exciting as we get into more of these testimonies about the power of God and what you've seen as a witness. Honey, would you like to end? How many minutes do we have?
Well, we still have a little time.
Okay, do you want to sing one of those old-time Pentecostal songs?
Well, you want to sing a little chorus of Joy Bells?
Let's do. Did they ever sing Joy Bells in La Blanc Church, Mom?
Yes, they did.
Oh, my goodness.
And they had joy.
All the time.
All the time. And they had joy, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
What do you think about some of these sad little quiet songs that you hear now? Is it the same as what you heard in that Pentecostal beginning?
Not really. I'd like to hear it again. I'd like to see that revived.
Oh, yes. And Mama Billy Brim, same thing. She says, why do people think they're so spiritual singing these certain kind of songs when there's a Pentecostal joy?
Well, we're going to have to sing it real quick.
Okay.
Because we're running out of time.
Sing it.
Well, there's joy in my soul, since the Lord made me whole, gave me peace that the world couldn't give. And I rejoice evermore, his sweet name I adore, his service each day now I live.
Hallelujah. This has been a Voice of One Witness broadcast coming to you this week. Tune in tomorrow where we'll be talking about miracles and what Sister Ruth Baggett has seen and what we are believing to see in the future. God bless you, and Jesus is Lord.